Well, good morning, everyone. It's good to see everyone on this fall Sabbath day, right here close to Thanksgiving. Well, as I was preparing for this message, I was actually in the evening. We have this. We tried to read to Annabelle from her Bible, her little children's Bible. And while I was reading to Annabelle this week from her little Bible, I read about one of the miracles of Jesus, and this miracle kind of stopped and made me think a little bit about how thankful am I, and that I probably could be more thankful, or at least more of the time, and a little bit like how, what would it be like to be in the shoes of those people that this miracle happened to. The miracle that I'm referring to is found in Luke chapter 17. See Annabelle smiling at me. Luke chapter 17 and verse 11 is where we'll read this a miracle that Jesus performed. In Luke the 17th chapter, and we'll begin in verse 11. It says, "Now it happened as he went," of course this is Jesus, "to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. Then as he entered a certain village, there met him 10 men who were lepers, who stood afar off." Verse 13, "And they lifted up their voices, and they said, 'Jesus, Master, have mercy on us.' So when he saw them, he said to them, 'Go, show yourselves to the priest.' And so it was, as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them," verse 15, "one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned, and with a loud voice he glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan." Verse 17, "So Jesus answered and said, 'Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? Were there not any found who returned to give glory to God except for this foreigner?' And he said to him, 'Arise, go your way. Your faith has made you well.'" It's interesting to note that only one came back to thank Jesus for his mercy, for having mercy on them and cleansing them from their leprosy. That's 10%, you could say. It's about 10% out of the 10, only one came. That means 9 of them, 90%, didn't either think or take the time to come back and thank Jesus Christ for the healing that he had done, the miracle that he had performed for them. One thing that this passage shows us is that thanksgiving glorifies God. By giving thanks to God, it glorifies him. We see this in verse 15. It says, "With a loud voice, he glorified God and fell down at his feet, and fell down on his face at his feet, giving thanks, and he was a Samaritan." But when we It's interesting to note that when we give thanks to God, it glorifies him. It also mentions about glory in verse 18 as well. "Were not any found who returned to give glory to God except for this foreigner." So here we see it's notable to note that giving thanks glorifies God. Another thing that we can notice, that we can learn from this passage, is how do we show our thanks to God? In what way or in what attitude? An example we see here in verses 15 and 16 of the one leper who came back to thank Jesus, is it shows that he was humble and sincere and joyful in giving thanks to God, and it also showed as he was respectful in showing respect to God. Well, as we see, it says that he used a loud voice. When you're joyful about something, you're excited, and you tend to maybe be a little have a little more volume. And you know, if someone comes up to you and you're like, thank you for doing this, it's not quite as, thank you, I really appreciated that. You know, the way that you do that, you have be thankful in a joyful way. And also, it says, it shows that he fell on his face. I mean, that's a sign of, he was bowing down at his feet. That's a sign of humility. So we should be humble also. And this man was sincere in his thanks as well. These are just a few things that I pulled about, that we can pull out of this passage here on the way in which that we should be thankful. Another thing that we can draw out of this passage, I mean, a lot of these are obvious, but it's good to reflect on them, is that God wants us to be thankful. If you noticed in verse 17, Jesus answered, and what did he say? Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? He was expecting them to come back and give thanks and glorify him as well. And were there not any found to give glory to God except this foreigner? So it's clear that God wants us to give thanks. Also, we are told this, that God wants us to be thankful, over in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. If you will, turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. We'll see what it says here about how God wants us to be thankful. We'll be in verse 16. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 16. It says, rejoice always, pray without ceasing. Verse 18, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God. So not only does God want us to be thankful, it says here that it's something that is his will that we are thankful. The next point I have here is that we are to be thankful or give thanks always for all things. This is told to us over in Ephesians chapter 5, gives us this instruction. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 20. It says, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. But here, I mean, that's quite a statement, isn't it? Giving thanks always for all things. I do not do that. I don't always give thanks in all things. But it also, there, that statement also says that there's something to be thankful for. There's always something to be thankful for if you look for it, but you have to look for it. And that also means that we all have something to be thankful for. But being thankful always for all things. Well, brethren, let us be like the one leper who remembered to return and thank Christ for all our blessings, for his blessings. Let us thank God for the blessings in our lives, not just now, but always.